Commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruz. Today's a Monday, which means it's a business day. If you have a question or want to call in to my guest, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. And today I have one of the premier businesses that I so enjoy going over to visit, Tom Gross with Tommy G's Meats and Sausages. How you doing, sir?
Doing fantastic.
Well, so
thank you, David.
You know, every time I go into your business, I'm smiling. I can't wait. You know, and I go in there with one thought, I come out with four different other thoughts.
I'm smiling in there too.
You're an enabler,
right?
But a wonderful one. So, you started what, about 2.5 years ago?
Not quite. Yeah, we're about a little over a year and a half in now.
Okay.
So, yeah, we kind of kicked the doors open on the 4th of July, and nothing, we weren't even finished yet. I mean, we were still working to getting the thing put together, but the 4th of July is what we're claiming as our opening.
How was working with the DEC to get yourself open?
They were fantastic.
Yeah.
Honestly, you want to get out in front of it.
Yeah.
You don't want to surprise them with anything. I mean, you need to show up with a plan and
have them approve the plan, stick to the plan.
Absolutely. And be willing to adjust. Their rules change too. Things come down and you have to make adjustments as you go along. But no, they were fantastic from top to bottom. The first person that I met was Lorinda Lochte, and she turned me on to a couple of other people there in the office that would be closer to help. And they were fantastic. We just had an inspection 2 weeks ago, and everything went fantastic.
Yeah, I've worked with Lorinda a few times. Great person.
Yeah,
very incredible. Open, honest, stalwart. Help there to help you, not hurt you.
That's a fact, and you want that. I mean, what you want is you want the product to be safe.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that your customers are safe. You want to give them the very best of everything.
You know, whenever I walk into your store, I just always look at how spotless, not clean, spotless it is. I mean, head to toe, up and down, everything. And I don't know if it's legal or not, but you've had me in the back there, you know, you're cutting something for me. Come here. Show me what you want.
I'm happy to have people come in the back. It's not like we have a crowd back there, but if someone wants a specific cut, sometimes we have ample room in there. It's not really, it was designed to have people, if they need to come back or if I feel I need them back there to show me exactly how thick a steak they'd like cut or how big a roast they'd like cut, I let them tell me exactly what they want. And if we're doing something, they want it done a little bit different, then I can do it a little bit different. We can't communicate through the glass as much, so I just have them come around. Everything is very, very sanitary. There's lots of room there. They can stand there and point or whatever, and we take care of it. Now, we don't have guests go back into the packing room.
No.
You know, because that is a secure area while we're packing the cooked food already. But in the butcher shop itself, you can come in and I can point and holler. Yeah, or yeah. You can point and holler.
Yeah, you know, you. I was there to get just a couple pieces of tenderloin beef, and boy, you pulled it out and you're trimming all the everything off it and cutting it up, and you're saying, well, okay, which one do you want? You want about 4 inches here? And I'm going, I'm just going to take the whole thing now. God.
That was
you
awesome.
Know, how it was like, what was my favorite pet? You know, I love them all. I'll take it all, Tommy G.
That's kind of how that went down, yes.
Oh, man. But, you know, you walk in there, and you have something for everyone. I mean, you know, whenever I need to go get goose breasts.
We've got it.
Yeah. I mean, or duck breasts. There it is.
Yes.
And this is those things that you don't think about it till you see them. They go, oh my goodness, I need that.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, you come into a store, you didn't, these different cuts, and I don't want to say they're ancillary, they're just different cuts, and with different nationalities and different types of cuisine, some of these recipes call for some of the different things. And if we can get them, if one person wants them, we try hard to get that.
Yeah.
You know, because it's important to them. I mean, it's an ethnic dish. It's like, holy smokes. I mean, they have this. So, yeah, I mean, we've only got so much room. We're getting ready to, build an additional freezer and an additional, cooler. So we have more room and we'll be able to accommodate more things. But, yeah.
After a year and a half, you're expanding.
Yes.
That's good. What made you decide to go this direction?
This has been cooking off for a long time, David. I mean, I've dreamed about this. I cut meat in my late 20s mm-hmm. and early 30s, and I was working just doing custom cutting for a gentleman. I wasn't cutting for him. We were cutting together. His name was Steve Howard. He was the one that actually taught me how to cut meat, made me learn how to wrap before I could cut. And there's a story that goes with that. I mean, it had to do with a caribou that had gotten messed up. And he was, in order to replace the caribou, he was going to replace it with beef, because how do you put a price tag on a once-in-a-lifetime hunt, and you can't replace it with caribou. It's against the law. So he was going to replace it with beef, and I told him, I live in the barracks. I was in the Army at the time, and I really don't have any place to put, a half of beef, and that's what he was shooting for. And I go, what I want to do is I want to learn to cut meat, and that's how that all started. So he actually, when we got into the shop, and I told him, hey, don't misunderstand, I'm not going to learn to cut meat on a quarter of beef that you promised me that I don't have any room for, so I'm going to share with everybody in my group, But I'm not coming in just for that, and then I'm gone. I want to learn to do this. Turns out he's from Choteau, Montana, and he had moved up here with his wife, and they had a little girl, and we became dear friends. And little by little, as I learned to rap, he wanted me to learn to rap. When you're learning to rap meat, you have to learn the cuts.
Mm-hmm.
So you're asking a lot of questions, and you're watching, and you're learning, and you're watching and rapping. And it had to be wrapped right. He says, one of the things he used to say, he goes, I don't need that thing looking like a full diaper. I mean, it needs to be nice, right?
And it's presentation.
And also, it's protecting the meat. Yeah. A lot of this, when you cut a half of beef for somebody, that's going into a freezer, and it's going to be there for a while. So we would double wrap them. We'd wrap them in plastic, seal it, and then wrap them in freezer paper. And it had to be taped correctly and stamped correctly, not for sale, not for resale. And then it was whatever the cut was. He had a series of stamps that he had bought. But yeah, all super important, and it was, I was impassioned by meat, protein, if you would, from a very young age. There were seven kids in our family, and we didn't have much money, but my father was Air Force, and mm-hmm. there were seven kids, so we learned to hunt, and we learned to fish, and Dad was always the one that would do the major cutting, and Mom would have it in the kitchen. She'd clean it up if there was, pick a few hairs off or whatever, trim it.
Final survey.
Yeah, taking off the extra sinew and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. get it packaged, and we always ate delicious meals that Mom made, and I saw how much they cared. And how little they wasted,
mm-hmm.
But he used to also say that, I mean, if you're cutting like bloodshot meat or whatever, if there's damage to the meat, he's never had a trim more so you don't have a problem later on.
Yeah.
You want people to enjoy what they're eating. That doesn't mean be frivolous and throw stuff away, but I mean, trim that thing correctly. And when it hits the plate, because you never know who's going to join you for dinner, and you want them to enjoy
That's
it.
That's true.
And you want them to say, hey, you don't want them, they say that food's no good, hunting's no good.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have a question for Thomas Gross, Tommy G, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Tune in to Shooter's Corner, your source for news and conversation regarding guns, local events, and your Second Amendment rights, with your host, Laura Berkowitz. Sponsored in part by Auto Trim Design, an Alaskan company offering products that help you get the most out of your car or truck. Moose lights, auto starts, bug shields, spray-on bed liners, signs, graphics, and more. Visit Auto Trim Design and listen in every Thursday morning at 11 to Shooter's Corner, right here on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Just in time for their beautiful new location, Fairbanks Clinic is proud to welcome their newest doctor to Fairbanks. Come meet Dr. Torrance Nicholson, MD. Dr. Nicholson worked as a surgeon and ophthalmologist during the 2 years that he resided in West Africa under the auspice of the Jimmy Carter Foundation. He's an avid outdoorsman who will fit in just fine in the Golden Heart City. So make an appointment today to see Dr. Nicholson, now at the all-new Fairbanks Clinic, corner of Cushman and Gaffney, online at fairbanksclinic.com.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
For today, mostly cloudy skies, a slight chance for some light snow showers with our temperatures holding fairly steady. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, slight chance for some light snow at lows to 15 below zero. Into the day on Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy skies with highs near 5 above. And for your Wednesday, a high of 3 degrees. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm Michael Caro.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Got Tommy G in the studio here with me. Now, you go after one of the highest quality cattle products that there is. Could you just discuss or describe how you go about that?
Absolutely. So when I open the store, there are people that sell local beef there, and it's fantastic. They do a great job here in Fairbanks. My plan wasn't to cut in on anybody else's action, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so what I did is I made up my mind to go with the best beef in the country, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if I could, I wanted all of the different cuts, the Iberico pork from Spain, the A5 Wagyu from the Hokkaido Prefecture and Kobe, Japan. That's where ours comes from. There, it comes from a number of places. Ours actually comes from the Hokkaido Prefecture, but Kobe beef, mm-hmm. that A5 Wagyu. But the cornerstone of our business was, and what really made it work for me, was I went with certified Angus beef. And that's a brand, and it started in 1978. And the way they, you could buy a prime cut of meat anywhere, and you ran roughly a 15% chance of having an unpleasant dining experience, usually due to toughness, but sometimes even to taste or flavor. You don't know the age of the animal. You don't know the weight of the animal. You don't know the breed. You don't know anything about that animal. All you know is that it graded prime, USDA prime. So when they grade that animal, it gets a designation either prime, choice, or select, okay? And that's what they sell in our stores. I mean, select beef is the lower, and it's shaped like a triangle. That prime is a very, very, very small percentage of the beef that's actually produced in America. When you get down to certified Angus beef, it gets even more exacting. I mean, they trim it down to the exact breed. I mean, it's Angus beef, Black Angus. You can trace that lineage all the way back to Scotland, where Black Angus originated. There are different criteria that they have to fill as far as age. If the animal's 30 months old, it doesn't qualify for CAB. These animals, the lion's share of them are between 24 and 28 months old. the weight of the animal is super critical. If the animal's over 1,050 pounds hot on the hook, it doesn't qualify for CAB because age and weight equate to connective tissue, which makes the steak a little bit tougher, the tougher bite.
Yeah.
So if you've got an animal that's 4 years old and still graded prime, or 5 years old, still graded prime, there's more connective tissue, you may have a tougher bite. I'm not saying it always happens.
Yeah, but that's one of the things that can happen.
That's one of the things that works. Then it goes down to marbling and the coarse, whether the marbling is, if it's too coarse or too fine, it doesn't qualify. The eye of the ribeye has to be a minimum of 16 square inches, which they have a machine that actually takes a photograph when they separate the quarter from that. When they cut the half into quarters, they take a picture of that loin, that face cut off that loin, and the camera actually ascertains all of that information, right, on marbling and the size of the eye of the ribeye.
So they've taken the personal choice out of it. It's more getting science now.
Yes, but again, so then certified Angus beef, they only deal with the top two-thirds choice or higher. Okay, when you buy choice from certified Angus beef, it's the top two-thirds choice or higher. So it's the top 3% of the beef in the country. Okay. Right, as far as quality goes, and the different. And you also don't know the diet. I mean, the diet of a normal prime animal, you don't know what the diet is. These animals, the diet is very specific. You know, they're raised on milk, then they go to grass. The inoculation happens at birth. You know, there's nothing added to that beef. If the animal gets injured, anything else that has to be administered to the animal to get it to weight, it doesn't qualify for CAB. It's going somewhere else just to help him out, you know, just to get him to where he's going. But yeah, it's the best beef in the country.
Boy. Now, how many people do you have working for you? Because, you know, I go in there and there's always about three smiling faces. Always.
Yeah. So there's actually seven people that actually work there and that work for us. And they're all incredibly wonderful people.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, not one person can do it. I mean, it's every single one of them is. Jamie Stewart is, he's our sausage guy, right?
Mm-hmm. And I was going to get into sausages next, yeah.
Yeah, and he works hand in hand with Sterling. And then we've got a new young guy. We have Sterling White. We've got another new young guy, not really new anymore. His name's Asher James. He's an incredible kid. We got him, met him at 4-H. I'd bought in poultry from him at the 4-H auction at the fair, at the Tanana State Fair, a couple of times at their livestock auction, and just attentive and bright-eyed and eager and hardworking. And we knew this right away when we just by meeting him, you know, in the sales ring and then again back in the pens and stuff like that. And so we lucked out and got him, and he's working for us. Had another young man working for us just recently, and he ended up getting picked up for. As a, I don't know what they call it, an intern with Senator Sullivan. So he's in Washington, D.C., so we're pretty stoked. And our counterman, Ryan Paskvan, does just an incredible job with customers, has learned so much, and he's the one that's going to move on and do some more cutting. Mm-hmm. And he does a bunch of cutting now, and Sterling's picking up on the cutting. So everybody kind of has to do everybody's job. Asher and Sterling and Ryan, all of them know how to run the counter. But Monique is the girl that you meet at the counter mostly.
Yeah.
And then on Wednesdays we have Sarah. Sarah comes in and she works the counter as well. And she also does a lot of our communicates with, we've got a young lady named Mackenzie that actually does our social media and our marketing. And she works hand in hand with Sarah and myself and people from your radio station as well. But they help keep everything on the shelves. We've got stuff coming in from Italy, all the other stuff, the Italian victuals, the pastas, the olive oils, the balsamic vinegars, the different jellies and honeys and soft drinks and the chocolates and all the confectionaries from, you know, France, Italy, and Spain.
I've been through those.
So have I. That's why I'm shaped like this, right?
Yeah. So. You know, it's funny, you know, Saturdays, that's when I usually go in there. And it's so funny because you don't open until 10:30.
Right.
And there's a bunch of us will be there at 10:20.
Oh, yes.
There's four trucks out there. We're all just waiting for that on light to go on, to open, and the door to open, and the rush comes through. Oh, okay, you know, and I get my paper, and I'm reading it, just waiting politely, and he'll open when he opens, you know, and so.
You know, that's, David, that's actually the best time to get there. I mean, at any butcher shop, I mean, you're cutting meat. So we're there much earlier, right?
Yeah,
preparing things and getting meat cut and getting that steak loaded up. And that's the perfect time, honestly. I mean, you've got groups of people. Some come in right, they're waiting at the door, like you said.
Yeah.
And then you've got people that by and by they come in throughout. And then lunchtime is usually pretty busy because they've got time to pick something up for dinner.
Yeah.
And they're not as concerned about it now in the winter because it's not going to get too crazy in the car. It's not going to get hot. And then you've got a really serious rush after work, right? So they get off at 5. We close at 6. And that was by design because we got to get our people home and let them get something to eat as well. But, yeah, it's fun.
Oh, I know your hours.
And it's becoming busier. I mean, it's just steady now. Now it's just a steady, brisk, wonderful business.
You're getting a brand name of quality, a high quality.
I'm going to say something that Ryan says. We're there, he says, the animals do the heavy lifting, right? Because it's the quality of that product. Yeah. And it goes back to the people that are raising these animals and doing such an incredible job, quality job with them. But yeah.
Now let's talk sausage.
You got it.
Because, you know, okay. You know, there's many different types of sausages.
Oh, yeah.
But what I like about yours is, you know, I can go in there and get that 1 pound of this like your breakfast sausage. And then once you do that, there's no going back to Jimmy Dean. I mean, there's just you're ruined for life. It's over. You can't go back. It's a one and done.
Right. So here's the thing with all of our sausages, right? So one of the things I think that sets us apart is our sausages, if we're using pork, it's too expensive to bring pork trim in. You end up buying pork trim almost in a combo, which is like a 1,000 pound or a 2,000 pound container, and that's all parts of the animal, right?
Yeah.
And that's called pork trim. We don't use pork trim. We use 100% pork shoulder. It's all pork butt. It's Boston butt, pork shoulder. That all means the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's almost a perfectly balanced product with fat to lean protein ratio, and it's magnificent. That's what we make that with. And then the beef that goes in, it's 100% beef shoulder clawed, and then any of the trim that comes from these prime steaks. We're not bringing in quarters of beef and halves of beef, so we're not trim. You know, we don't have any lesser cuts going into that product. I mean, it's 100%.
Top
superior shelf. Quality product going into all of our snack sticks, summer sausages.
You know, it was Fairbanks. It was funny, you know. So I'm sitting there, and he's trimming up my tenderloin, and he goes, we got some tenderloin, you know, cooked tenderloin pieces out there, you know, cubicles or whatever they are. And I go, oh, I've only had 6. you guys are pushing them on me. Oh, my goodness. Your presentation of your food display, and then whenever you get to see people doing the cutting like you have, just a big glass window, you get to see everything back there.
Absolutely.
It just gives a level of trust on the food. You see it in front of you. It's just a level of trust on the food.
And that again, that's by design. The confidence that you have in the people, I mean, I don't know of anything more intimate than providing something that's going into somebody's mouth.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
we're going to take a commercial break, Fairbanks, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what you do at Christmas and Thanksgiving. Fairbanks, I'm going to give you some bumper music. It's War Lowrider. That's cool. We also have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and we'll be back in a bit.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Investigations continue today into a series of airborne objects shot down over the U.S. and Canada in the past 8 days.
The U.S. military and its recovery teams have not yet been able to reach the high-altitude objects shot down off Alaska's northern coast on Friday due to sub-zero Arctic weather conditions. A senior U.S. official says it could be some time before we get access.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Survivors are still being found a week after earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. They're now blamed on more than 35,000 deaths.
After 182 hours in the rubble, a survivor has been pulled out alive. It's a 13-year-old boy in Karamanmarash, a 10-year-old girl and a 35-year-old woman have somehow survived.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
A U.S. fighter jet shot down an unidentified object over Lake Huron on Sunday on orders from President Joe Biden. It was the fourth such downing in 8 days and the latest military strike in an extraordinary chain of events over U.S. airspace that Pentagon officials believe has no peacetime precedent. Part of the reason for the repeated shootdowns is a heightened alert following a spy balloon from China that emerged over U.S. airspace in late January. General Glenn Van Herrick, head of NORAD and U.S. Northern Command, said in a briefing with reporters. Since then, fighter jets last week also shot down objects over Canada and Alaska. Pentagon officials say they pose no security threats, but so little was known about them that Pentagon officials were ruling nothing out, not even UFOs. We have been more closely scrutinizing our airspace at these altitudes, including enhancing our radar, which may at least partly explain the increase, said Melissa Dalton, Assistant Defense Secretary for Homeland Defense. Units located in Alaska under the direction of the U.S. Northern Command, along with the Alaska National Guard, for the shot down object.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
If your home needs replacement windows or patio doors, do you want to know the window company that more than 5,700 Alaska homeowners chose to replace their windows? That's right. It's Renewal by Anderson. I'm Chris Dunn from Renewal by Anderson. Don't settle for inferior vinyl windows. Our composite window material is 2 times stronger than vinyl and will help keep your home more comfortable. Right now, buy one window or patio door and get one 40% off. Plus, with our SmartPay programs, don't pay anything for a year. Renewal by Anderson window and patio doors are the most trusted in Alaska. And that's just one of the many reasons why more than 5,700 Alaska homeowners have chosen us. Call before February 28th to schedule a free consultation with Renewal by Anderson and get a price that's good for an entire year. Call 885-3100. 885-3100. That's 885-3100.
We need cars.
That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
Aches and pains keeping you down? McKinley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine has the only certified primary care sports medicine physician in Fairbanks. Dr. Malcolm offers a variety of treatments to include ultrasound-guided injections, platelet-rich plasma or PRP injections, and stem cell therapies. These regenerative medicine techniques are cutting-edge and can help your body heal itself. Dr. Malcolm can perform these procedures in office without the need for surgery. Don't let pain get you down. Jump back into life with McKinley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Call 456-3338 today.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Mr. Thomas Gross, Tommy Jean. And it seems like there's not going to be a holiday not involving you ever again in Fairbanks.
I hope not.
What happened at Christmas? I mean, you just glow when you think about the holidays and what you do for people.
Well, so for me, I mean, it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, so again, you know, we didn't have a lot of money growing up, and the most special time you know, getting gifts and stuff at a holiday, and whether it was Christmas or Easter it didn't matter. I mean, even birthdays. I mean, we just didn't have enough money to make a huge deal out of it gift wise. But the meal was always so incredibly special, and that expression of love and sharing and sitting around the table, that was the biggest thing when I was talking to my wife about actually doing this. I wanted it to be very special, and to see the people that came in, that have come in now for a year and a half, and we've had the pleasure of, to me, the sincere pleasure of just sharing a little part of us being with them at their celebrations, whether it's birthdays, holidays, anniversaries, you know, homecomings, promotions, just date night, whatever, that we can be, you know, kind of share just a little bit of that by being in the center of their table. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, when people come to see you, they're doing something special.
That's right. That's right. Every step of the way. I don't care if it's a snack stick. I don't care if it's a prime rib roast. I mean, whatever. It's a special event. Those our strip steaks, the top sirloins, everything is.
And I love your top sirloins just, too. Oh man,
that's my favorite.
Oh but, yeah. Man, you know, yeah. it's so interesting because they have such a quantity of taste.
Yes.
In that, you know, your ribeye is one thing, your filet mignon is another, but that top sirloin, I think that just is the absolute perfect flavor.
Yeah.
For a steak.
Yeah, I do too. Bite's a little different.
Yeah.
It's a little leaner, but the very essence of that animal. I mean, I love it too.
Yeah.
This is emotional for me. I mean, sitting here talking to you about this. I mean, you're scratching on my heart. I mean, that's what this is all about. I mean, who gets a shot at doing something like this?
Yeah.
You know, living their dream. This is all I feel like I was a meat cutter masquerading as a land clearing contractor for 32 years. You know, I mean, this is
the,
it. This is,
the cocoon has opened up.
This is the mountaintop for me.
There you
just
go.
Just to have people come through that door and talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them embrace them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and the events that you sing at, too, and you participate in.
Yes.
I mean, you've always been part of the community, but even more so now, I would think.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely more opportunities and stuff to share time with. And yeah, it's just great.
You know, you're there for just more than beef. You know, I go in there and I sort of shake my head. And I'm going, you know, you're such a jerk. This is the toughest decision I have to make all day. You know, I got to step back. I got to say to myself, you're leaving kids behind.
Well, it's funny because you got people, they come in, they know what they want, they walk in, then they get up to the case and it's so great.
Yeah.
And it's tough. And I always tell them, I say, yeah, it's a tough decision, but there's no wrong decisions.
Yeah.
No matter which way you go, I don't care if you buy one of those cheddar burgers or the black and blue burgers or you buy that filet or that ribeye, you're going to do great.
I am one of those.
Yeah.
I am one of those. And, you know, and I'm going there looking for one product and I go a totally different way. You know, and I walk out with a couple things from Italy. You know, oh, here comes Prue's, you know, easy mark, lane one.
We say the horse is out of the barn.
Oh, man. You know, it's something else. Your people that you have, you know, all good companies are made of people. So when you started out, did you have a prescription for those type of people that you wanted, or this come in and grow with it?
So I'll tell you this. It's very interesting, actually. When we initially opened the doors, I mean, Jamie Stewart, he's, like I said now, he works, all of our cured meats and stuff are going to go through Jamie. He's the one that pumps all those turkeys.
Yeah.
He's the one that, I mean, puts the recipes together. Again, the recipes are all gifts from John Froling, who's the one that kind of helped me initially when I was designing my butcher shop. Having been part of, he's, you know, a director for the American Association of Meat Processors for over 18 years now, was the past president. I mean, this guy has forgot more about sausage and meat than I'll probably ever know. But he was forthcoming with recipes, and Jamie and I have found when we went to the national conference last year that almost all of these butchers are that way. These are very, 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 the recipes themselves are very personal and protected.
Yeah.
But the methodology and just the little things, everybody's willing to help everybody. But John is over the top. He's now selling equipment. And at any rate, he's the one that taught us how to do these things. But finding Jamie, when Jamie and I were eating breakfast, when I decided that I was going to, he saw me move forward. When I sold my land clearing company, mm-hmm. he and I would have breakfast every morning at DW Grill. And we were always sitting there and he was, well, what's going on? And I'd tell him what I was going to do. And like I said one time in front of a group, and he was sitting there, I said, I think the kid just wanted to see. He likes to watch a train wreck, right? I mean, who doesn't want to watch that, right? So, but he tied himself to this, and he says, I want to be part of this. He says, I want to help as much as I can. That's what he said. That's his exact words. Forgive me. I want to help. I want to see what I can do. I mean, I want to help you do this. And he's been irreplaceable. I mean, he really has. I mean, he took to this thing. And I'm not just saying this because it makes me feel good. I mean, he was recognized. Well, the company was recognized, but it was his work that made that section-formed commercial ham that won Grand National Champion at the United States of America's cured meat competition.
Now Fairbanks, over the break, he was talking to me about hams, and I said, I'm not a ham fan. And he looked at me and goes, oh, I'm going to change that.
There's no question. Yeah. That'll change. He'll enjoy it.
And then my response to him was, please do.
Yeah, no, the mayor will be a ham eater after this is over, that's for sure. But Jamie, back to the employees, we found Jamie, and then we were very shorthanded. We were putting all this product together, and we needed somebody to help package this stuff. We have equipment that we were very new with, all of this equipment, and it's the best equipment you can buy.
Now what got me when I walked into your shop, your production area there, and you were cleaning that piece of meat that, you know, you weren't breaking it down into individual filet mignons yet. But as you're cleaning it, you know, I've cleaned a lot myself, but yours had such little disposable fat. You know, this weighted stuff that just is gristle. You're not going to be using this compared to the other ones that I've bought. And I was just amazed at that. So, yes, your price per pound might be higher, but your use per pound, you have more out of it.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just very apparent to me. I was so glad I was able to see you do that. And I go, let's do a show.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And Tommy G will be back in a bit.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center has big news. It's that time when all the major hearing aid manufacturers release new products. Dr. Marianne McElwain and her team are excited to already dispense the latest products from Starkey, Phonak, and ReSound, but they're even prouder to offer best practices to fit your hearing aids using systems like Real Ear to better fit your hearing aids to your specific hearing loss. They even offer lower-cost hearing devices fitted by a licensed audiologist with a warranty and service plan. It's time to hear better and feel better. It's all at the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
Are you ready to break up the winter blues? Midnights on ATV Tours is ready to get you on the ride of your life. Your adventure begins on one of their comfortable Ski-Doo Grand Touring snow machines, and their 1 or 2 hour tours will take you through the trails and hills off Chena Hot Springs Road. This tour is custom tailored for the adventurist who's looking for that pure Alaskan-only experience. Midnights on ATV Tours is the place to experience your Alaskan winter. Midnights on ATV Tours, 987-3331, or online at midnightsunatvtours.com.
That's okay. I'm using social media to market my company, said people with businesses that have closed. Social media is a great way to reach a few regulars, but when you want to reach the other 70% of the local public, there's only one way to get them: local radio. Local radio reaches nearly 90% of the public on a daily basis. That's why every nonprofit, car dealership, and successful business in town depends on us. Whether it's a sale, a new location, local radio reaches the most people, period. We're Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
Weather this hour brought to you by Long Building Technologies. Call Long today to find out about a UV filtration and ionization system that will help reduce sick days in your workplace. 561-3044. Or find out more at long.com.
KFAR weather.
Chance for snow today, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching zero. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow again tonight. Lows dip down to about 13 below. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 4 above. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Tommy Gross in the building with me. Now, Fairbanks, it's as simple as this. Tomorrow is February 14th. It is Valentine's Day. If you want to make something special, incredible, for your loved one, you're not taking them out to dinner, you're not taking her to whatever restaurant, one of you is cooking at home, you get your glutamus maximus down to Tommy G's today. I'd get there during the lunch hour, and he'll treat you well. You know, tell me about your heart-shaped...
It's a ribeye.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a ribeye. So it's cut from the same... from the same portion that you would cut a normal ribeye, only the process for me is the way I cut that steak. It's cut into the shape of a heart. I mean, it kind of lends itself to that already, but it takes some knife work.
Yeah. And it's for two.
And it's definitely for two.
Yeah.
But it is.
Don't break the heart.
What do they say? Yeah. Nothing says I love you like a heart-shaped piece of meat.
Yeah, or heart-shaped ribeye. Yeah, there you go.
And they're magnificent. I mean, they're certified Angus beef.
They look like prime. About an inch and a half, 2 inches thick.
Yep, and they're prime. Yep, they're 30 millimeters thick. Is what they are.
Equate that to a Fairbanksan like myself.
So I think it's like an inch and a quarter.
Okay.
Right? It's that thick.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
It's about an inch and a quarter.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Now, it's interesting because this month on Fairbanks Foodies, I'm cast iron cooking, and there's nothing like a steak in so many ways for cast iron cooking. And when I got that beef tenderloin of yours, the first thing I did is I made a breakfast steak for some friends. And, you know, you sear it, put it in the oven, and it just, oh, my goodness. There's so many ways to cook a steak.
Yeah.
But cast iron is one wonderful way, just one of many, many wonderful ways. And, you know, searing it, then into the oven. So, anyway, so it's a fun month.
Now, that cast iron, I mean, what an incredible way to prepare a piece of beef.
Yeah.
I mean, that sear from that cast iron, the caramelization that it forms, it imparts, I think it imparts a flavor.
It does, and a texture.
And it's magnificent,
yeah.
That crust,
yep.
That you build if you're just steady and pay attention. We'll talk you through it, too, if you come to the shop. I mean, if it scares you away that you're going to drop a lot of money on a piece of meat, that's what we're there for. We're there to help, make sure to give you confidence that you're comfortable, and we'll write it on the package, times and temperatures. We'll take care of you.
You know, when I was there, there was this couple, you know, in your area, and you're getting mine ready, and she was talking about cooking a beef Wellington. So I said, oh, I just did that. So I was bringing her through it. I said, now here's the secret. When you get your puff pastry, roll it out more than you think you'll ever need.
That's a true statement.
Just roll it out more than you think you'll ever need. And, you know, I said, I use ground mustard and, you know, everything there. But I remember doing mine, you know, and man, just.
Yeah. Yeah. When you start with the right product and then your methodology and you're paying attention and you're doing everything with love in your heart for the people that are going to enjoy it with you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to go wrong.
And that's the fun thing when you're working with something of such quality. You are making it special no matter what.
Of course you are.
When they visit you, someone's going to make a special meal.
That's right.
Period. Yeah,
that's exactly it.
You know, this is not, you know, David eating over the sink this evening. This is, you know, friends are coming over.
It's all the way down to the confectionaries, because we have candies and stuff in there, too. I mean, Valentine's Day is about showing somebody the expression of love through flowers, words, and dinner, dining, right? Now, that's how you do it.
Now, here's the thing about you that I like. You can tell them the right type of wine to have with whatever they're doing.
Yes, we can. And we do.
How many people in your industry can do that?
Not many. It's kind of funny because John Froling, the guy with the recipes, remember I was talking about?
Yeah.
He's from Rapid City, South Dakota. He was raised in Hecla, South Dakota, which is a little town over on the eastern side of the state.
I've been to Rapid. You know, not in this millennium, but I think I have this millennium,
So anyways, when he met me, he said that that's what intrigued him, that we cared that much about all the little parts and the moving parts of the meal and how to prepare it. He says, that's what's going to make you successful, because you're going to know how to use the andouille. You're going to know how to use the kielbasa. You're going to know how to cook these steaks and the roasts and stuff. And I don't know. I just like to eat.
So do I. And how to present it, you know. You have choices in life. Eat well, and if you want to eat well, you better learn it.
Yeah, and love the people you're eating with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. Your new construction, so how much freezers and refrigerator space are you going to need?
So we're probably going to just double what we've got. I mean, what we've got now is actually in the plant, and I'm trying to make a decision. We built a receiving area, and right now there's nothing in there. Well, it's not nothing in there.
It's pretty vacant.
Yeah, it's vacant. Yeah, it's got those big green eggs in there, and we've got there's a few pallets and stuff in there, but the name of the game is to be able to bring the product off the truck, get it straight into one of those coolers, you know, and one of the freezers. The freezing froze product goes into one, you know, just to maximize our space, because it's tight in there now. I mean, one of the ways of making everything consistently superior quality, Jamie has that vacuum tumbler working inside the cooler, okay? So he rolls that in there, brings that to temperature, because we gain less than 3 degrees of temperature from the time we cut the meat, grind it, because it's one shot through that grinder we have. It's a one-time through. There's not grind it through this plate, grind it through this plate, and grind it through this plate. It's one shot through and it's done based on the plates that we put in there. There's 5 cutting items going inside this thing. And the temperature, the water, everything, we've got a reverse osmosis system providing water that's in that chilled area. The water's coming out at 34 degrees, and it goes into that. Everything is time and temperature sensitive. Less than 3 degrees of change gain going from the time it comes out of there, goes through all the process into the stuffer, into the casings on the trucks, and into that smokehouse.
You can't have more than 3 degrees change.
Well, you can have, but you don't want to. You want to maintain that consistency and quality, and I think that's all part of it, David. I think the name of the game is to control everything that you can
in the environment.
So it means the guy on that stuffer, I mean, it's the best stuffer in the world. I mean, it's the smallest. Yep. One of the smaller ones, but I mean, it's the best.
Yeah.
Get that thing going. Get it into the smokehouse. So when someone comes in and buys that snack stick or buys that piece of ham or buys that summer sausage or whatever, they're eating the very best. They remember, they can taste it coming in. Some of these guys open the package before they even get to the till, right?
I've done that. I mean, I've never done that. quality control here or satisfying the need for my addiction. Yeah, that's how it is. My goodness.
One other thing, I'd like to plug these guys just real quick. I mean, we've got different people that provide us local honey.
Yeah.
And we've got one source right now that have provided us with local birch syrup. That's Teal Bells and her husband, Nate. We've got George Aguilar sold us a reindeer. So we got a reindeer, and it was taking care of Mid-State meats, mm-hmm. actually out on the Richardson Highway. They're the guys that actually that processed that animal for us, and we brought in just, you know, the USDA stamped product, mm-hmm. and we recently made Jamie made a summer sausage with reindeer meat. And we're using 25% reindeer meat, which is the most I think anybody's using.
When you put it into the smoker, what's the time and the temperatures on your products?
The top smoke that we use on anything is 180 degrees, so it's actually cooking the product, right?
Yeah.
We're not cold smoking anything, no. Right? So, but and it changes, it varies between products.
Yeah.
Beef jerky to like a big cotto salami, right? So it changes the time-wise.
Is there a specific type of wood that you use and distribution of the smoke?
So, yeah. So the way that smokehouse is set up, they have a chip mm-hmm. that it's both hardwoods and fruitwoods that are combined, and it's specific for this smokehouse. And it's used not just for flavor but for color as well. So yeah. And again, it's consistency.
25% of taste is in visual.
No, that's right. Yeah, they always say you eat with your eyes first, so.
Don't ask me how I know that.
Right.
How often do you use the smokehouse? Daily?
That thing's going. Jamie keeps that thing busy. Sometimes we've got four different products going in there depending on the cook cycle, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of times he'll come in before he gets there. He's the first one. He unlocks the door in the morning, and he'll go ahead and, you know, put a bunch of jerky on a truck, and he'll roll in a truck, set the thing. He sets up all the benches and stuff, and then him and I go grab breakfast. When I come back, Sterling's in there. Sterling's already breaking down product to make product. And mm-hmm. So the other day on one truck, they went in, they had andouille with garlic, they had andouille with onion, and then they had our Tommy G smoked sausage, smoked pork sausage.
Yeah, I'm so glad we're near lunch.
Yeah, we're walking out.
Sorry, Fairbanks. Yeah, we're getting you going here.
But yeah, so they did those three products on that one truck. So it's really interesting. And then some stuff doesn't need to be smoked, so he'll plan that accordingly. And it's a dance, right? I mean, it's a dance. So if he's making fresh brats, you know, you try to do these things at the same time. And then sometimes yeah. we're just hurried. So like when we do chicken doesn't need to go into the smoker. We package that fresh and then freeze it, right? So we enhance our chicken mm-hmm. and then season our chicken. We do all of that stuff ourselves. But like turkeys and hams, some of those are bigger smokes, right? So you do that on the weekends. And then like if it's Christmas, we did all those hams and turkeys. I mean, that smokehouse was running.
One of my favorite things to do is tri-tip. And I remember giving you a call and, you know, go and pick up on a Saturday, two tri-tips. You know, they're each about a 2 1/4 to 2 3/4 pounds.
Yep.
And what I love about a tri-tip, it's that summer production.
Yes.
You're going to smoke it, you're going to sear it, you're going to bring it up to a temperature, and you're going to get that crisp char on the outside and have it, you know, serving at about 134 to 137 temperature, and you're cutting it against the grain, and it's a work of art when you're doing it.
Yeah,
it's a work of art when you're doing it.
So we're getting ready to. Jamie's always wanted to do this, and I've got a recipe. That what we're going to do is I've got a recipe for tri-tip. So I'm going to clean up a bunch of tri-tip, and what we're going to do is we're going to sell them already seasoned.
Yeah,
and we've never done.
Give me a call.
We do our chicken, but yeah,
and I'll give me a call.
And I'm happy to give anybody the recipe. We've done it tons of times already. If somebody wants a recipe for tri-tip, but we're actually going to do it because it takes a bit of a. It's not a brine, but mm-hmm. They're going to take a bath first, and then we're going to, when that's over with, you wipe them down, and then they go ahead and get seasoned, and we're going to vacuum pack those off, and then they're going to be ready to go. When you take them home, they're going to be ready to go.
That sounds wonderful. We got about a minute left, sir. How do you want to end it?
Well, I want to thank you for having me on the show. I mean, this is always fun.
Yeah.
And I want to, more importantly, I want to thank everybody in Fairbanks that has enjoyed the store, and I look forward to meeting all the new people that come in. I mean, it's a way for me to share. It's my dream. I'm actually getting to live my dream.
It's your present to Fairbanks. It really is. That's how I look at it.
I love it so much. And I just love everybody that walks through the door. That's what I got.
The only thing I don't love about it is the decisions I have to make when I walk in, because it's always changing. You know, it's like you're looking at, you know, you're at a restaurant and you're trying to figure out what you're going to have. You're going to have something, then you change your mind, That's what you do to me on purpose.
So
I know you do it on purpose.
What I do, I'll say this about another plug for the restaurants here in town. I mean, I walk into this, you know, we've been here a lot. I don't want to make the decision anymore. I just want to walk in and whatever you send me, I'm going to be happy.
There you go.
Right?
Tommy G, thank you so much, sir. Fairbanks, I will see you tomorrow. You have a great day. And remember, get over there. What's the address on Pegger Road?
3290 Pegger Road, Suite C, around back behind Black Spruce Brewing.
Get over there today so you can have a wonderful Valentine meal tomorrow.
News and conversation. KFAR's